Today's gospel takes us further into John 6, into which we were brought by the traditional gospel for Laetare Sunday, John 6, 1 to 14. Laetare, that is the introit, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. There is mourning and there is rejoicing. Laetare is not just a little slice of rejoicing to give us a bit of a respite from an observance of Lent that is all mourning, gloom, and beating us down as we look at ourselves and make a good showing of repentance. Oh, what sinners we are, we are. Oh, what sinners we are. If you want to ward off any impulse to rejoicing, even on Good Friday, you flog them some more with the reproaches. Laetare is the bulwark and resource against this. There is mourning and there is rejoicing all the way through Lent. Not only mourning, with a little flicker of joy at Laetare and the real joy on Easter Day, thank goodness Lent is over, but both mourning and rejoicing. The difference is whether we are looking at ourselves or at Jesus. At ourselves, then we can only mourn. And if that is what we do in Lent, then that is the Lent we have, mourning and mourning, until Easter Day. Sinners we are. That's a fact. God's law says so. We are fit only to be damned. Is there any hope? Is there a Savior? Lent says yes. Look, follow. See him damned in your place. Can that be true? Yes, says Lent. Yes, yes. In your place. First Sunday in Lent, Jesus was tempted to be another kind of Savior. Run a successful program that every unbeliever must be impressed by. Bread, spectacular events, and all the world saying, he is number one. Get with him if you want to come out on top. Jesus repudiated Satan's theology of glory and held to his path to Calvary, was laid on him at his baptism. And in Lent, we follow. There is mourning and there is rejoicing. We are sinners. We are the sinners he is doing it for. Our sins are where he is at, Lamb of God. And so we do not deny that saving fact by acting as if our sins are still on us, with us having to deal with them. If we prefer to keep our sins with us, that is where they stay. So, what's Lent? Lent's gradual themes it. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. And in place of the Gloria in Excelsis, the royal banners forward go. King Jesus, what a king. Nothing going for him. Bettelkönig, as extolled in the Palm Sunday sermon of Dr. Luther, the beggar king. But king he is. He has the donkey, the purple robe, the crown, the throne, with its proclamation of him as king, I-N-R-I, in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. John 6:15, perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the hills by himself. Those associated with him have got it all wrong. Without him, in the dark, they sink. Jesus saves. Jesus tells them, bread is good, but not bread when it blocks you off from me. The sign was to give you who I am for you, and all you wanted was the bread, not me. The Son of Man, on whom the Father has set his seal, his name with everything in it, specifically life, eternal life, nowhere else but in the Son of Man. Still, they don't get it. They talk about themselves. What must we be doing to do the works of God? Give up cursing for Lent, or dirty jokes, or chocolates? Jesus points to God's doing, the one whom he has sent. Today's epistle, for God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to deal with sin. He condemned sin in that sinful flesh. The one whom God has sent for you, faith, that you believe in him. Still, they don't get it. They want to check him out by their standards. What does he have to show? Now, Moses showed results. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. Wrong, wrong. Not Moses. Not Moses' manna. But my Father. He gave the manna. As Moses himself has said, it is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat, and so to be received from him, and so be his faithful people, alive as his people. Bread from God is heavenly bread, from God for the world. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The bread without which there is no life. The bread from the Lord. They said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Those into whom that bread is given, into them life. A life that can as little be destroyed as the Son of Man. I am can be destroyed. The bread, or as Ignatius said, the medicine of immortality. Death cannot destroy those into whom he gives this bread. I will raise him up at the last day. That bread is given into your mouths this day. O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Yours, with the body and the blood given and shed for you. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. John 6 culminates with Jesus pointing toward Jerusalem, betrayal, passion, Calvary, and Tetelestai. It's done. There is mourning and there is rejoicing. Honest and happy Lent. Amen.